بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Name of God, most merciful, most compassionate. Allow me first and foremost to welcome once again His Excellency Mr. Jens Stoltenberg, NATO's Secretary General, as a dear guest during his first visit to the state of Kuwait since he took office.
I'd
also like to welcome his entire delegation.
لقد تشرفنا صباح هذا اليوم
بلقاءين
لصاحب السمو
الشيخ صباح الأحمد الجابر الصباح
ورعاه استمعنا برؤى سموه الحكيمة حول
أهمية تطوير التعاون المثمر بين دولة الكويت
وحلف شمال الأطلسي. كما أشاد سمو بالجهود المبذولة لتعزيز التعاون القائم بين دولة الكويت وحلف شمال الأطلسي والنمو المضطرد للعمل المشترك على مدى 12 سنة التي مضت منذ انضمام دولة الكويت إلى مبادرة إسطنبول التعاون في عام 2004 استجابة لدعوة حلف شمال الأطلسي. كما قمنا بلقاء سمو الشيخ جابر
مبارك الحمد الصباح الله رئيس مجلس الوزراء
حيث أعرب سموه كذلك عن وافر الارتياح لمستوى التعاون القائم بين دولة الكويت ودول حلف شمال الأطلسي. وتم استعراض النمو الثابت والمضطرد في وتيرة التعاون الوثيق بين دولة الكويت وحلف شمال الأطلسي مؤكدين على أهمية مضاعفة الجهود نحو مواجهة التحديات الناجمة عن الظروف والتعقيدات الاستثنائية التي يمر بها العالم وبالأخص منطقتنا وعالمنا العربي. حيث أن دولة الكويت ومن منطلق الإيمان بأهمية الشراكة مع دول حلف شمال الأطلسي لتحقيق الاستقرار والسلام كانت أول دولة تنضم إلى مبادرة إسطنبول للتعاون في عام 2004 التي انطلقت سعيا لتحقيق وتعزيز الشراكة بين دول حلف شمال الأطلسي الناتو مع دول الشرق الأوسط ودول مجلس التعاون لدول الخليج العربية على وجه الخصوص. ومنذ انضمام دولة الكويت إلى مبادرة إسطنبول للتعاون في عام 2004 وعلى مدى 12 سنة الماضية شهدنا تعاونا مثمرا في كافة أوجه العمل المشترك بين دولة الكويت ودول حلف شمال الأطلسي والذي تنوع ليشمل تبادل الخبرات والتدريب والتعاون في المجالات الأمنية والعسكرية والمدنية والأكاديمية. كما يسعدنا أن يتم تتويج عملنا المشترك بأن تحتضن الكويت المركز الإقليمي لمنظمة حلف شمال الأطلسي ومبادرة إسطنبول للتعاون حيث سيكون لهذا المركز دورا أساسيا في تحقيق أهداف مبادرة إسطنبول للتعاون من خلال تعزيز التعاون الثنائي بين دول الحلف ودول المبادرة من مجالات التحليل الاستراتيجي والتعاون العسكري والطوارئ المدنية والدبلوماسية العامة والوعي الشعبي. كما سيكون للمركز دور في متابعة برنامج التعاون الفردي ومكتب تنسيقي لمتابعة اتفاقية العبور بين دولة الكويت وحلف شمال الأطلسي متطلعين لموعد افتتاح هذا المركز إن شاء الله في الربع الأخير من هذا العام. وتجسيدا للرؤى المشتركة بتعزيز التعاون شاركت دولة الكويت من خلال قطاعات الدولة العسكرية والأمنية والمدنية والأكاديمية في أكثر من 90 فعالية في مختلف الدورات وورش العمل والمؤتمرات التي يقدمها حلف شمال الأطلسي منذ انطلاق مبادرة إسطنبول للتعاون في العام 2004. كما استضافت دولة الكويت في ديسمبر 2006 أول مؤتمر لحلف شمال الأطلسي في المنطقة المؤتمر الدولي للناتو ودول الخليج واجهت التحديات المشتركة من خلال مبادرة اسطنبول للتعاون. وحضور العديد من كبار القادة والمسؤولين في دول الحلف شمال الأطلسي الناتو، بالإضافة إلى أكاديميين ومسؤولين حكوميين من دول الخليج، وذلك لتعزيز الجهود لفهم أهداف ومحتوى المبادرة ولزيادة تفهم دول المنطقة لدور الحلف في العالم، وتعزيزا للسجل الحافل من التعاون بين دولة الكويت ودول حلف شمال الأطلسي، قمنا قبل قليل بالتوقيع على اتفاقية العبور بين دولة الكويت وحلف شمال الأطلسي، والتي تعتبر لبنة أخرى تضاف إلى الشراكة القائمة بين الجانبين والهادفة إلى تسهيل مرور قوات الحلف عبر أراضي دولة الكويت، مما سيساهم بتدعيم قدراتنا في مواجهة تحدياتنا المهمية. ختاماً أتمنى لمعالي الأمين العام والوفد المرافق لمعالي الإقامة الطيبة في دولة الكويت وعلاقات ثنائية متميزة بين الجانبين المزيد من التطور والنمو. I am pleased now to give the floor to His Excellency Mr. Jens Stoltenberg, NATO's Secretary General. The floor is yours, sir.
Thank you so much, First Deputy Prime Minister, Foreign Minister Sheikh Shabah Khaled Al-Shabah. It is a great pleasure and a great honor for me to be here today and to be able to meet with you and your delegation. And it has been a great pleasure also to discuss with you how we can further develop the excellent cooperation between our two countries, between NATO and Kuwait. This is my first visit to. Can someone take this? This is my first visit to Kuwait as the Secretary General of NATO. And Kuwait has long been a strong and committed partner of NATO, playing a crucial role in promoting political dialogue and practical cooperation between NATO and the Gulf states. In 2004, Kuwait became the first country to join the Istanbul Cooperation Initiative, the ICI. It was the first country in the region to host meetings of Gulf countries and the North Atlantic Council. It was the first ICI country to sign an information security agreement with NATO to facilitate the exchange of sensitive information. And it was the first country to agree an individual partnership and cooperation program with NATO, tailoring our cooperation to the specific needs of your country. Today, our countries face many different challenges. Challenges from failed and failing states across the wider Middle East, from extremism and terrorism, and from the proliferation of ballistic missiles technology and weapons of mass destruction. Kuwait has shown leadership in promoting regional security, playing an important role in the fight against ISIL as part of the global coalition. Kuwait has also shown compassion through its humanitarian work to alleviate the refugee crisis. And we thank you for your very strong commitment to our efforts to help so many people. The security of Kuwait and of the other Istanbul Cooperation Initiative countries is of key strategic importance to NATO. In this climate of instability, it is essential that we work together in partnership to find common solutions to common challenges. for together we are stronger. Kuwait's long history of partnership with NATO and its strategic location in the Gulf make it the ideal partner for NATO as we tackle common security challenges, including the threat posed by ISIL. That is why this NATO-Kuwait transit agreement that we have just signed is so important. It is yet another example of how we are developing our cooperation. This agreement will greatly facilitate the transit of personnel, supplies and equipment to our rescue support mission in Afghanistan. It will also make any future NATO activities in the region significantly more effective. This is the first such agreement that NATO has signed in the Gulf region, and I thank Kuwait for making this possible. And I hope it will lead to similar agreements with other nations in the region. Later today, I will visit the site of the first NATO ICI regional center. When completed, it will be a focal point for NATO's cooperation with Kuwait and the other countries of the ICI, as well as others in the Gulf, such as Saudi Arabia and Oman, and with the Gulf Cooperation Council. This center is another concrete sign of the maturity reached in our cooperation under the Istanbul Cooperation Initiative. Our nations share the same challenges. We face the same threats, and we share the same desire for peace and security. So on behalf of NATO, the NATO alliance, I would like to thank the government of Kuwait for their strong and enduring support and for signing this agreement today. So thank you.
Good afternoon. Question to the First Deputy Prime Minister. The ambassador of Saudi Arabia talked about presenting a complaint to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs regarding what was called inappropriate statements pertaining to Saudi Arabia. And His Excellency, the Prime Minister, talked to the Hayat magazine with the fact that Kuwait stands by the side of Saudi Arabia regarding this. What were the measures taken? Another question pertaining to the Secretary General of NATO. What is your vision towards what is considered some violations of the truce in Syria? And do you think that NATO will take part in the future in the case? In case the violations continue. Thank you. Regarding the Kuwaiti-Saudi relations, they are strong because Saudi Arabia is a partner to the state of Kuwait. We can never accept any inappropriate statement from another country towards Saudi Arabia, regardless of who the party is. We can never accept that. In the state of Kuwait, we will take all appropriate measures in this regard. Everything we will do will seek to foster that strong relationship between Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. So everything we will do will fall in that framework. This will happen at all time and all circumstances.
The important thing now is that we have been able to witness the agreement on the cessation of hostilities in Syria, and we have seen some encouraging developments that the ceasefire is largely holding, but at the same time we have seen some reports about the violations of the ceasefire. And of course that is of concern, because the important thing now is that all sides fully respect the agreement, and that we see cessation of hostilities, and that the ceasefire is respected. Because this agreement and the full implementation of the agreement is the best possible basis for renewing the efforts to find a political, negotiated, peaceful solution to the crisis in Syria. And NATO strongly supports all the efforts to find a political solution, because the fighting, the violence in Syria has caused so much suffering, has led to the killing of so many innocent people, and has also caused the refugee crisis we see in the region, which affects, of course, the neighboring countries, Turkey, Lebanon, and other countries in the region, Jordan, but also, which also has great effects on many European countries. So it is encouraging that we have an agreement, that we have also seen reports that the ceasefire is largely being respected, but it is of concern that there are also been reports about violations, and all parties have to respect the agreement. When it comes to NATO's role, all NATO allies are part of the coalition fighting ISIL, and it is important for the coalition that through training, through operations in NATO, NATO countries and NATO partners have developed the ability to work together, interoperability, which make these countries more efficient in the joint efforts to fight ISIL. NATO is also supporting the efforts of the coalition with building capacity, with supporting countries in the region. We support Jordan. We help them with building their defense institutions. We will soon start training of Iraqi officers to help and to increase Iraq's capacity to fight Daesh, ISIL. And we also support other countries in the region, like Tunisia. Of course, NATO also stand together with our ally Turkey, which is bordering Syria and Iraq. And we have also offered to AWACS surveillance planes to backfill national capabilities of the coalition, so we can increase the capacity of the coalition conducting airstrikes against ISIL. There are no plans about NATO providing ground troops for the military operations in Syria, but we will continue to support the efforts of the coalition, and all NATO countries are part of the coalition. But the important thing is to build local capacity, and that's exactly what we are doing.
Ahmed Haggagi, Reuters. Thank you, Your Excellency. First question to the Deputy Prime Minister. Can you give us additional details regarding the transit agreement? When shall it enter into force? What are the different engagements and commitments of this agreement? Another question to NATO's Secretary General. Can NATO play a bigger role in fighting ISIS? Another question. Are there any tools that can be used to put pressure on Russia in order to stop its operations in Syria, in order to achieve peace and start negotiations? What role can be played by NATO in Libya in the future? Last question. There was an invitation to prohibit weapons from Saudi Arabia, or Saudi Arabia launched that invitation. What is NATO's position from that? Today's agreement is of utmost importance for the state of Kuwait and for NATO as well, because both parties reaffirm that it's important to foster our bilateral relations. This will lead to mutual benefits and interests. The transit will also seek to achieve international peace and stability, or at least to try to do so. The importance of cooperation will be important. In this agreement, we will, of course, be determining the legal status of people transiting through the state of Kuwait. And this, of course, will happen under the umbrella of the Security Council. And of course, we need to highlight that this agreement respects the sovereignty and the independence of the state of Kuwait.
First, about NATO's role in the fight against ISIL. As I just underlined, all NATO allies are part of the coalition. NATO supports the efforts of the coalition in many different ways. We focus very much on how we can build local capacity, strengthen governments in the region, train local forces, because we believe that in the long run it has to be local forces and governments in the region who are able to defeat and degrade and destroy ISIL. Of course, NATO is playing its part in different ways. Everything from what we do in Afghanistan to our support for Tunisia are different examples of how NATO is contributing to the fight against ISIL. And we have to remember that NATO's biggest military operation ever is our operation in Afghanistan, and the reason why we are in Afghanistan is to fight terrorism. That's the reason why we went into Afghanistan. It was a direct result of the 9/11 terrorist attacks in 2001. And we help the Afghans fight Taliban, ISIL, and other terrorist groups, Al-Qaeda, and all the terrorist groups in Afghanistan by training, assisting, and advising them. We have ended our combat mission, but we do capacity building in different ways in Afghanistan to help the Afghans fight terror. And as I mentioned, we will soon start training Iraqi officers, and we also work with other countries in the region. And I think also it is important to underline that the fight against ISIL is not a fight between the West and the Islamic world. It is actually a fight against terrorists, criminals, extremists. And most of the victims of ISIL are Muslims. So therefore, I think it's extremely important that what NATO can do is to support regional efforts, local forces, local governments in their fight against ISIL. And we will continue to do so. And we also offered increased support for the coalition with offering them AVEX surveillance planes, as I mentioned. We are concerned about the significant Russian military buildup we have seen in Syria, with the ground troops, with the naval forces in the Eastern Mediterranean, and with air forces conducting airstrikes. And so far, they have mainly targeted not ISIL, but other opposition groups. The important thing now is that there has been an agreement between Russia and the United States on cessation of hostilities, And there are encouraging signs that the cessation of hostilities seems to be largely holding. At the same time, there are reports about the violations, and we are concerned about that. So therefore, we urge all parties to fully respect and implement the agreement and implement cessation of hostilities. The last question was about Libya. We are, of course, following the situation in Libya very closely. We are concerned about reports about increased ISIL presence in Libya. We welcome the efforts by the United Nations to facilitate, to support the establishment of a unity government or a government of national accord. And we hope that we will see the establishment of such a government, because that will be the first step towards end of the fighting, a peaceful and negotiated solution also to the conflict in Libya. NATO stands ready to support a new unity government in Libya with institution building, with defense reform, with capacity building, if so requested. But we will only do that if we are requested by a Libyan unity government to help them, but then we are ready to help them.
Last question. Go ahead, please. Excellency Prime Minister, will Kuwait do just like Saudi Arabia and stop your help and assistance for Lebanon? Second question, Deputy Prime Minister, can you tell us more about the nature of the Kuwaiti participation in the International Alliance Against ISIS? And can that participation turn into military forces? A question for NATO Secretary General. You have mentioned that this agreement pertains to transit of NATO forces to Afghanistan only. Can it also include transit of forces to countries other than Afghanistan? Does the agreement cover transit of forces or other, for example, tasks of NATO forces? Regarding Lebanon, the state of Kuwait, as well as Saudi Arabia, all GCC countries are trying as much as possible to assist Lebanon. The purpose is that Lebanon becomes or fosters its presence in the Arab world, because it's already part of the League of Arab States. And the purpose is that Lebanon should stand by the Arab cause. It should be part of the Arab world. This is what we want and what we need from Lebanon. Assistance to Lebanon would be given to a country and to a brotherly people that receives and deserves this assistance. But what is required from Lebanon is to be an effective and efficient partner and part of this world. Now, the other question pertaining to the International Coalition. Ever since the International Coalition was established, Kuwait was part of it, and Kuwait was trying as much as possible to provide assistance to the different coalition partners in doing the tasks. What is required from Kuwait is first and foremost to be convinced in the importance of fighting that extremist thought and the importance of fighting those terrorist organizations. Since we are convinced in that anyway, Kuwait is endeavoring and relentlessly working to support the international coalition in its fight against what is called Daesh or ISIS.
The agreement we just signed will facilitate the transition of personnel, equipment, and supplies to Afghanistan, but also to any other activities that NATO has in the region and where we see any need for transit personnel, equipment, or supplies to Kuwait. So this is not only limited to the transit of personnel and equipment to Afghanistan, but also to other places if needed. It is a very important agreement because it makes any future NATO activities in Kuwait and in the region much more effective, much easier to conduct, and therefore it once again confirms and strengthens the role of Kuwait as a key country for NATO cooperation, not only with Kuwait, but also NATO cooperation with the whole region. So it underlines the key role of NATO, of Kuwait, in facilitating cooperation with NATO and the whole region. Let me also commend Kuwait for what you are doing when it comes to humanitarian aid. You are really showing leadership in providing humanitarian aid for refugees, for people suffering caused by the war in Syria. And I think one of the important aspects with the agreement of on cessation of hostilities in Syria is that it also then facilitates the provision of humanitarian aid to the people who are suffering. And that's an important part of the agreement. It's not only cessation of hostilities, but also the importance of humanitarian aid to the people that are suffering in the country.
شكرا لكم.
Thank you for your attention.